Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Hi, Phyllis. Do you have my account information up in front of you?
Just a moment, I'll check it. Yes, I do. Hold on just a moment and let me read this real quick to bring me up to speed, I hope.
Okay.
All right, can you verify the name and address on your account, please?
Patrick Dolan, 4025 Andrea Street, 89503.
Thank you so much. And now you are inquiring about the inconsistency of your shipments?
Yeah, the inconsistency, the difficulty in finding out anything about why it takes so long to have any communication, you know, inquiring why there's no proactive communication, you know, why there's no trigger to let us know things like back orders when they occur or,
yes,
you know, I mean, first of all, let me tell you that you guys do a phenomenal job of training your customer service folks who answer the phone. You know, they've got a great script. Everybody is polite. Everybody is as helpful as they possibly can. You know, can be, and it just seems like nobody, you know, really has any knowledge about what is going on and why these things happen. You know, back orders, for example, in order to even find out if there is a back order on something, you have to go ahead and request that it ships, but if there's a back order on something, it completely shuts down the ability to ship, and then there's, you know, a 2, 3, maybe a 5-day lag on, you know, that processing. And I think you probably know these things. I'm just registering a complaint and trying to see if there's some way we can avoid this for the future.
Well, Mr. Dolan, let me I'm gonna step out, and it's gonna make it sound like I'm making excuses and all, but I'm not. COVID kicked us hard. Because our products are not medically necessary, then anything that we ship takes second precedence to anything else that has anything that could be pandemic or deemed anything pandemic worthwhile, you know, like trash bags and stuff like that. My husband works at a trash bag warehouse, and he is considered essential personnel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but because our products aren't essential products, they don't get the shipping precedence that the others do. And as that progressed, it got worse. And December was a whole nightmare for anybody that shipped anything. December, and then of course, this is a timeline I'm giving you. January, we went into inventory, and then we started moving warehouses. We are now in our new facility in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the things that I have seen recently, it has really picked up.
Okay.
We are shipping, we are billing and shipping even collections every day now instead of just on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay.
And so, we are expecting a lot of things to pick up and look and do and work a lot better. There are some changes going on with communication also in the works. And we are just really striving to improve not just the service that the agents can give you, but the actual backing up of that service. So that's all in the we're working on that right now. You know, it's in the works. It has been for probably almost a year now we've been working on this.
All of that is good to hear. And I'll tell you that, you know, when you guys switched your warehouses, there was a delay in my shipments caused by that. And then you've been in your warehouse for, you know, some time now, and, you know, for whatever reason, and I really don't understand why this shipment wasn't confirmed. But, you know, there was another delay for something that I guess was set up to be shipped on the 18th. And, you know, if I had not have called today, you know, because I was trying to be patient, but had I not called today, it, you know, and your person escalated it, it still wouldn't be shipping, you know. And I, again, you know, it's great to hear that it's going to get better for the future. I'm not convinced. So help me understand what it means that something was shipped on the 18th, but it wasn't confirmed.
Okay, so when it shows, when it says that it was shipped up to, when we look at it without going to the ledger and it says that it shipped on the 18th, that means that's when your order actually went to the warehouse. And that's when your order was actually, we did an initial billing on that to make sure your credit card was fine. And then we sent it over to the warehouse. Your charge drops uh-huh. off usually in, you know, a day or so, 3 days. And then when your order uh-huh. actually leaves the warehouse, that's when we bill your credit card and send you your email letting you know that it's on the way.
Okay.
That's how that works okay. in a perfect world. Let's see what we got on the 18th. Okay, that was shipment number 14. Hold on just a moment. All right, I don't know why that, I don't see any record of it at all. I don't know what happened. The ball got dropped, certainly, and I'm glad that you called to pick up on that, to have it pushed through. But sometimes stuff like that happens. We can't foresee it, and we do apologize that it did happen.
Okay, so it's not COVID-related. It's just an error on your shipping
company. Yes, sir. We certainly dropped that ball, and I will admit to that.
Okay. Well, my concern is because, it feels like lately I've had to call for a lot of things, you know, getting packages that didn't have an item included in it, one of the issues, or getting an issue that only had two of the three parts in it. And again, your team is very well trained. They're extremely polite. They're very, very helpful. I don't know if these things are frequent occurrences or what, but if, you know, somebody doesn't call, I'm in the customer service business as well. Sometimes if somebody doesn't call to tell me that things are happening, I don't know, and I can't fix it, you know, unless somebody does call. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm calling, and hopefully enough people are calling to say, hey, you know, not only is your team flying blind, because, you know, I would think that a better way to understand whether something is backordered or not without having to have a customer call and skip the backorder and then, you know, call back and find out that, yes, indeed, it's backordered, and then, you know, reship or whatever would be just to, you know, give your team the ability to see, you know, those things without having to look at the customer's order and order history.
Well, that would be in an ideal world, and there are some that do have that capability, but our agents don't normally. Like I said, we do have some updates and upgrades coming that we're working on, and hopefully things are going to continue to ship to get to be going smoother. And I apologize
Yeah.
that you have the, that you've had the issue. And, you know, sometimes for some reason, and I'm sure being in the customer service business yourself, there are certain customers that sometimes it just seems to follow. It's like, no, don't mess this up for him. He's had too much already. But right. Hopefully we're going to get this, this is going to get smoothed out as we continue to upgrade our system. And we'll get, and like I said, hopefully we're going to get this to smooth out. And your complaint form that your the previous agent completed for you does certainly help, because that's the only way corporate's going to know that we are having issues here.
So that, you guys are shipping. Issues. Yeah, and you're shipping daily then, as I understand it.
That was the email we got last week. Says that we are shipping, we are billing and shipping even collections every day.
Okay, so by let's say Tuesday of next week, since Tuesday used to be one of the normal shipping days, I should see an email or something that tells me that that the shipment has gone out.
Yes.
Okay, and then after that, what I will see. What I should be seeing is on a weekly basis a notification that a shipment is going out, since I have this set up to ship weekly.
You certainly should. That's
okay.
What we're aiming for.
Well, I appreciate you explaining it to me. You know, I will tell you that I'm still incredulous. I'm a little worried that I'm going to have to continue to call, but I will just... check it, and I appreciate you spending the time.
Oh, you are so very welcome. I'll be glad. That's what we're here for. We're happy to help out in any way we can. And I hope everything does work out like we want them to. All right, Mr. Dolan.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great afternoon.
Bye.